Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You know, me and Miss Gloria was talking about how somebody said they were afraid because the Muslims out there. We go out there every Saturday. We see the Muslims. We see the Jehovah's Witness. And we see all of these groups. But where are the Christians with the true word of God? You got to wonder. If they are willing to believe a lie, what are we going to do for the truth? Wow, you got to think about that. They believe a lie so much that they're going to get out there and proclaim it everywhere. But we say we have the truth. But we want to sit in and say we're comfortable. We're afraid. But I'm telling you, you have to see the vision, as Jesus said. If we're going to do things for Christ, guys, I'm telling you, some tough times are coming ahead where it may even cost us our life to serve Christ. But the question is, are you willing to go all the way? That's the question you have to see. You have to get that vision on. Read your Bible. It's coming. It's coming. So God is preparing us to be ready. See the vision and don't worry about the problems. They're coming. Read your Bible. But with our vision, we're going to say, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. Because we know, I'm in a book of Revelation right now. I'm just excited. I just finished it the other day. Man, I'm just super excited. But there's some stuff coming ahead. But God, we know what the end's going to be. He is going to protect us from all things, but we're going to have to endure some suffering. But that's not a problem. He tells us about it. And we see here he was a perfect example. Even though he was struggling with his humanity here, he knew what the end was. He knew what the vision was. And he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Now, when we talk about vision 2020, we say 2020 is the perfect vision, right? Who knows what book of the Bible the church got started? Let's see. This is a little Bible study quiz. Exactly. It was the book of Acts. Bill wins tonight. Now, get this. Look up Acts 20:20. Let's take a look and see what it says. Acts 20:20. Let's take a look at Acts 20:20. This is where the church started. We talk about perfect vision is 20:20. And look, the Lord gives us Acts 20:20. Wow. I couldn't have planned it. In Acts 20:20 says this. I'm actually going to read 20:20 and then 21. It says, "And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house." Somebody, I always get asked a question. Antoine, why do y'all go door to door? Let me go back and read this again. "I have taught you publicly and from what? House to house." Wow. And then what did he teach them? Let me go read 21. "Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ." Boy, isn't that it right there? Wow. He went publicly. Let me explain this. When he went publicly, you know, sometimes a lot of people say things in public but won't say thing in private and vice versa. But the apostles were saying, hey, I said it openly. But then privately, I showed you. Normally when you're private, you're getting in that intimate setting and a lot of things come out. We get invited into a lot of people's house, and I'm telling you, it's so intimate when you can look around and see how they're living and can engage with them. And I'm telling you, it's just amazing. So the Bible is clear that we not only need to profess Christ publicly, but we also need to do it privately from house to house. Now the next thing is, he talked to the Jews and the Greeks. They were talking to anybody. Whosoever.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.